In contemplation, we encouraged people to make a commitment to a small goal, to take a small step. In preparation, we encourage them to make a commitment to take action. Again, making commitments is a part of the process of change, of self-liberation. In preparation, people can strengthen their commitment by developing an action plan, setting a quit or start date and writing it down, telling others about their plan. As counselors and health coaches, you're going to be helping clients make an action plan. To minimize resistance, it's helpful to offer three choices for taking action. For smoking cessation, you could present three choices for quitting: nicotine replacement therapy, going cold turkey, and gradual reduction. Ask clients to imagine using each of these approaches to quitting and to identify the one that is most appealing and most likely to work for them. For exercise, you could help clients identify and select from different forms of exercise, like walking, running, or swimming. Which option is most appealing and likely to work? Again, people are much more likely to follow through on a commitment if they tell others about it. By talking with you about their plan and telling others, they're more likely to follow through. You could even role play with your clients about how they will tell others about their plan. A good idea is to ask people in the preparation stage to set a start or quit date in the next 30 days and to schedule a call or a meeting to check in with them 3 days after that. In preparation, the key phrases and questions are very similar to those for self-liberation in the contemplation stage.